cows heavier, now they're skinnier. It's just, I don't understand. The gospel is good, but I know it's that good. I caught some jokes on that one there. But amen. We're going to open prayer, and I can only say, beyond grateful to be here. Pray with me, saints. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for time. For this is the day the Lord has made. There's one thing about this day that everyone in this room can be able to tell you, Father, when they see you, that they gave you back the time, that they decided to come and to worship you. They did come to hear a word. They came to be amongst the saints. Well, that's where the power is. For we get power from each other. We get strength from one another. We get strength from the word. So, Lord, show yourself mighty. There is nothing wrong with today except we haven't glorified you enough. Glory to your name. 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 May you be glorified. May you be magnified. May the gospel be true in everyone's life. It doesn't matter if we die tomorrow, but let's live today. Today, God, this is your day. We are your people in a nation that is ripping itself apart. Let someone stand up for Christ. For Christ I live. For Christ I live. And for Christ I die. That's all this is about. Who's on the Lord's side? May the people of God say amen. May we never fall back on what we're supposed to do. God, you be glorified. If we got to come by ourselves, let us be by ourselves. For it is what happened in the days of old. There was never a large group of people. There was always a remnant. But we always had a good time. May the Spirit of God dwell in this place. May whatever is breaking us down, may healing come. May blessings fall. This is my prayer. Hide me behind the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, again, it is beyond an honor to be in the midst. I don't put my little timer on like I normally do. And I'm just going to say that as I look at today and I look at every day that we come closer to as the years go by, we realize something is happening. But it's really not something is happening, but is it possible for a Christian to live their best life in 2023? Are we really stuck by what we see on the news, or do we have something inside of us that's so special? We become cynical and we become discouraged because when you tell people you're a believer, it seems odd. You're almost ashamed to tell people you're a believer. But do we have any believers here? Do we have any believers? Can you praise God? I'm a believer.
Yes, sir.
I'm a believer.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed. Where would I give you a word? If you want to live your best life in 2023, can I bless you? You need to be a believer. Meet me in Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. There we go to the book we call the book of faith. Hebrews 11. When you get it, say amen.
Page 889. Amen.
Page 889. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 1. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 1. Here you're hearing these words. I'm reading the New King James Version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtained a good report. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made by things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he, being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away, that he did not see death, and was not found, because he had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. In verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If I had to put a title to the text today, I'm going to call this one, How to Live Your Best Life. How to Live Your Best Life. There are two most important days in your life are the day that you were born and the day that you found out why you were born. The day that you found out you were born, you didn't have anything to do with that. You just came out, amen? But the day you found out your purpose, the day you found out that you weren't born just to go to work, you weren't born just to go on vacation, you weren't born to go work your job, you weren't born just for your kids, that somewhere down the line that God made you and put you on this earth for a purpose, that you're not an accident, that somewhere down the line that no matter what's going on in your life, God has something for you to do. I want you to come with me to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 11 is called the Great Book of Faith. Hebrews is considered the most complicated book in the Bible, second to Revelations. It is a book with heroes, people who are able to overcome trials in the midst of trying times. The book of Hebrews. The Hebrews in this text were thinking about going back because life was hard for them. You know what it's like when you're by yourself and everyone is always coming at you and you find yourself constantly under attack. When you question yourself, am I going the right way? When you can't speak to your families, when you can't speak to your brothers or sisters, when your kids don't understand you, when your spouse doesn't understand you, when you sometimes think that, am I thinking something wrong because of the way that I want to live? Amen? This is the book that may help you. This is a word for someone who's wondering, is it just me or is it the time that you're in? Write this down if you'd like to make a note, and this is really quick. It's simply this. You need courage to see the future through the eyes of faith. You need courage. You need courage. In 2023, you are going to hear so many voices, but the one thing you need to be able to see the world through the eyes of faith. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is possible for someone to be blessed and not know it. It is possible for someone to have everything but not appreciate it. You may have been married to someone like that. You may have grew up with someone like that. You may even be someone like that. That you had everything but you didn't know it until you lost it. Faith. Faith is so important in 2023. Faith is this, it's the substance. It separates this entire room. This entire room is separated between children of the light and children of darkness. The children of darkness, all they think about is what they have. My car, my house, my job, my family. My. Because it's all about you. But the children of light, my God be glorified, my God be praised. My life is for God. I serve the Lord. I live to please Him. I live to serve an audience of one. My God, my God, my God, my God. It's all I serve. People don't understand children of light in a time like this. Because more people about my house, my country, my nation. Yes, you can have all those things, but all those things are second to my God. That God be glorified. Amen. That God be glorified. That God be glorified. I don't care what happens because in the end, you will face a judge who is Jesus Christ. And He will say, what did you do for the kingdom? And to be in the kingdom, you must have this substance. It's faith. Does anyone believe? I believe that God loves me. I believe that the Lord is my shepherd. I believe. Do we have anyone who believes? I just believe God. I believe God. It is this one thing. It is faith is an assurance. It's a foundation. It's saying no matter what happens to me, I believe. It's not blind hope. I'm not guessing. It's not the secret. It's not manifestation. It's evidence. And what's your evidence? The Bible. There's 40,000 promises to you. 40,000. And the only problem is, you have to believe for any of them to come true. 40,000 promises, but they only can be unlocked by faith. If you do not have faith, you are not living your best life. Whew. If you do not have faith, you're not living your best life. You're not even living if you don't have faith. If you do not have faith, you are dealing with the government's issues. You are dealing with political crisis. You are dealing with issues of family issues. You are dealing with issues every place in your life because you do not have faith. But if you have faith, you can deal with the issues in the country because you know what you believe. If you have faith, you can deal with your family because you know what you believe. If you have faith, you can deal with sickness because you know what you believe. If you have stage 4 cancer and you are dying and you're a believer, guess what? To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Do I got a witness? To God, no matter what I'm going through, the one thing that separates everyone in this room, do you have faith? Yes. If you have faith, raise your hand. This is the one thing. I don't want you to have any more money. I don't want you to have any more joy. I want you to have faith. Because in 2023, the one thing that's being challenged to you today is your faith. The one thing the devil wants to take from you is your faith. In Hebrews chapter 7, Noah was told by God to build an ark. There was no rain. Why build an ark? Because God told you to build an ark. You know what that's like. Lord tells you to go talk to someone. You're like, no, Lord, I don't want to. No, Lord, I can't. And yes, sir, go talk to him. And you go talk to him. You tell the person, they're like, oh, my God, you're an angel. No, you're not an angel. You're just obedient. Do I got a witness? Have you ever done something that God told you to do and it turned out right? Have you ever did something and everyone thought you were crazy, but God guided you to do it? It was a subtle nudge. This is what God does to believers who have faith. You see, it's not a miracle. It's just faith. It is everything. It is the one thing that will, if you're praying for the world with faith, if you're praying for the nation with faith, if you're praying for Virginia with faith, if you're praying for the government with faith, if you're praying for salvation in faith, if you're praying for your family in faith, if you're praying for your partner in faith, if you're praying for your marriage in faith, if you're praying for your kids in faith, if you're praying for your grandkids in faith, if you're praying for your health in faith, if you're praying for your ministry in faith, if you are praying in faith. See, I'm not praying to the sun. I'm not praying to the moon. I'm praying to Jesus Christ because I have faith in sin. And that is the faith. That little faith is what Jesus said. If you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Cancer, move. Divorce, move. Bankruptcy, move. Heartbreak, move. Hate, move. Depression, move. You have one element that you have never used. It is your superpower. If you believe it to be so, it shall be. My second point is real simple. Faith is the key to creating everything good in your life. The Bible says this: when by faith we understand the world which was framed by God, so that things which are seen were made by things which were not visible. And then by Enoch who taken away, so he did not see death. The Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament is based on one thing. It's based on believers who believe in God. That's all it is. If you don't believe in God, the Bible is one of the most confusing books you'll ever read because it requires you to have faith. It's almost like a little kid. A little kid says, told her mom, her mother wasn't a believer, I want to tell you a story about Enoch. She says, okay, tell me the story. She's washing dishes. Well, Enoch was a man who believed in God, and God talked to him every day. And mom says, okay, what's the point? Well, God, mom, let me finish. God talked to him every day, and God walked with Enoch, and one day, Enoch and God were walking down the road, and Enoch passed his house, and they were walking way down the road. And mom says, get to the point, baby. And she goes, okay, but then guess what? You know, mom, people die. She goes, baby, people die. No, not Enoch. No, baby, don't. Everyone dies. No, you're not listening, mom. Enoch didn't die. Enoch just kept walking with God. By faith, Enoch just kept on talking to God. Whoever's in this room who wants to live from life to life, just keep talking to God. I'm not talking about talking to your family. I'm not talking about talking to your friends. I'm not even talking about talking to anyone else. Talking to God. It is this one thing. In Genesis, the Bible says, God spoke and it was. He said, let there be light, and there was light. God spoke. God spoke. But one thing, when God spoke, did God doubt? Does God ever doubt? Does God worry? If he says it's going to happen, is it going to happen? Because God believes in his word. The question today on the floor, do you believe God's word? Do you believe God, what God said about you? By faith, in 2023, can anyone clap? I believe what God said about me. I believe what God said about me. I believe what God said, that I'm the head, not the tail. I believe that eyes have not seen, ears have not. I believe God. This is nothing more than you being able to be like Enoch. Enoch lived in a world that was wickedness, there was immorality, there was moral corruption, there was loneliness, there was selflessness, there was everything vile, there was lust, there was death, there was sickness. But Enoch just walked with God. You see, you're going to have to understand this in this life. There are many people who look like they're with you, but the only person you have to take with you is God. Maybe the question is God enough? Is God enough? His presence, he says in Hebrews 13, will never leave you. His provision, out of Philippians 4, says he'll meet all your needs. His protection, out of 2 Thessalonians, he'll strengthen and protect you. Is God enough? If you are having problems in your house, this may help you. Joshua told people in the Old Testament, and it may seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day who you will serve. Will you serve the God of your fathers or the gods on the other side of the river? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In 2023, what are you serving in your house? Is anyone serving Jesus Christ? Is anyone serving Jesus Christ? Can God get praise in this house? That I'm serving the Lord in my house. We serve the Lord. We serve the Lord in my house. Amen. My third point is real simple. You think God is against you when in all truth, he is the only one with you. You think God is against you, but in all truth, he is the only one with you. But without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Right now before you is a test. It's not a test of your religion. It's a test of your relationship. It's not a test of religion. I don't really care what your religion is. I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist. I don't care if you're Episcopalian. But my question is, do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? True. That's what's the question. Does anyone in this room, can you raise your hand? I got a relationship with Christ. My relationship with Christ. I love Christ. I don't care. I don't want to be a Baptist. I love Christ. I don't want to be Episcopalian. I don't even want to be Catholic. I just want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you understand? This is a love affair. The bottom line is, when God speaks, the people of God say amen. So God has spoken. What do you say? Amen. That's all this really is. Hebrews is nothing but a text that's saying, if God has spoken that you'll have trials and you'll have tribulations, but be true to me. Will you be able to still say amen? In 2023, will you keep going? Will you keep going? Will you give up? Will they make you turn away from Christ? Will you send your soul to hell? Will you do that? What is worth that? Or will you stand sure-footed and say, for Christ I live, and for Christ I die? What is worth your soul? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Ephesians 2:10 says that you are his workmanship. It says you are created for God to do good works. Your very purpose for being in this room is for me to tell you that if you are not dead yet, you have work to do. If you are not dead yet, there's something that God wants you to do. And you see, that's your problem. You want to do what you want to do. Ephesians 2:10 says that you work for God. Who works for God? Raise your hand. Then do whatever God has put in your heart. There's a story about a boat. A boat floats on water, right? No matter what a boat is, and I'm not a good boat person, but you guys might be better at that than because y'all are out here. But let me ask you a question. If a boat gets water in it, how good is it? You are a Christian, and you are a boat. You were called by God to do something. If you let the world take away and get inside of you and you start acting like the world, will you sink too? I just came to remind you who you are. You are children of God. This is not your home. Everything you're going through is helping you and molding you to say, for God, I live. And for God, I will die. Is Christ enough? All through history, the book of Hebrews lists Abraham, it lists Enoch, it lists Abel, it lists Noah, and they were all these people who had to turn away from the world. They had to turn away from being ridiculed. They had to turn away from people talking about them because all they wanted to do was follow God. In 2023, the question is still the same. Will you follow God? Will you? Will you be like the people in Hebrews? Are there any heroes in 2023 that says, I will follow Christ. I will live for Christ. I'll do whatever God wants me to do. I will be a fool for Christ. You can call me crazy. You can call me a Jesus freak. Whatever it is, but I'll do it for Christ. Because that's what this is about. In 2023, your best life, the only way you can live it is with Christ. He's the light of the world. He's the gate. He's the resurrection. He's the truth. He's the light. He's the true vine. He's the Savior. He's the good shepherd. He is the great I am. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk, and that's you and me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear. I will fear. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is what the gospel is about. Will you let God walk with you in 2023? But will you praise him all the way through? Is this a good year or what? Hey, can you just praise God? I'm grateful that God woke me up this morning. I'm grateful that this is the day the Lord has made. You see, the world has problems. God don't. The world has problems. God doesn't have problems. God has you. You are here, not for your own self. Something God has for you to do. And when you do that, there will be a day called your homegoing. But for now, your faith will help you endure trials. Your faith. Not your mother's faith. Not your sister's faith. Your faith. Who's going through something right now? Can you just raise your hand? Who's going through something? Your faith. Your faith will help you endure. Your faith will help you endure temptation. Your faith will help you endure trials. Your faith will help you endure hate. Your faith will help you stand. Your faith will help you get through everything you're going through. Your faith. This whole day is about you saying, God, I believe what you said. I don't believe what's going on because I have faith. You see, Matthew chapter 5 has a word for you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger, for they shall thirst for righteousness, but they shall be filled. I come to tell someone something. I came all the way from Milton to say that someone in this room is blessed. Not because of the trials. You're blessed because you have faith. You have faith like Enoch. You have faith like Abel. You have faith like Sarah. You have faith like Abraham. Faith like Isaac. If that's you, can you please stand? Who in this room has faith? Faith like Jacob. Faith like Joseph. Faith like Mary. Faith like Moses. Faith like Rahab. Faith like Gideon. Faith like Samson. Faith like David. Faith like your grandmother. Faith like your grandfather. Faith like those in your family who come before you. Faith. In your bloodline are people who believe. How do I know that? Because you're here. There's shootings every single day, but you're still here. People are dying by the second leaving this earth, but you're here. And I don't know about you, but if you can't keep you, I think you better think about this faith thing. But how about this? If God has kept you and brought you this far, can you at least praise Him?
Amen.
Can you give Him a hand clap of praise? We're coming to a close now. You see, there's a story about a man called Shouting John. This man was an old man, and he went to my mother's church. She used to go to a dignified service. Mama used to go to this church, but he had to dress up, had to look right, and nobody was poor at this church. And this church had this broke down man, and he just came in. Every time he came in, he kept on shouting. Every time. Thanking God for his children, his house, his land, and just thanking God for everything. And people at the church were like, it doesn't take all that. See, I knew. Good timing. This church only liked people who could give good money. But Shouting John didn't give good money. All he did was give good praise. And one day they decided to go see John. And Mama, you might have been there. And went to John's house, and they drove across the land, and they saw this old man, 86 years old, with a mule. And the old man saw him. He wiped his brow. And he said, I know why y'all are here. And they said, John, we don't mean no harm, but you got to stop shouting in my church. And John says, what? I can't shout in your church. No, John, we don't praise God in our church like that. And John says, all that God has done for me, I can't help but shout. And he said, if I cannot shout in your church, hold my mule and let me shout right here. I don't know about you, but if God has been good to you, I don't know if you want me to hold your mule, but for just one second, can you thank Him for the life He's given you, for all that He's done for you, that He's brought you this far? Is there any amount of praise that you can give God to God? I just want to thank you, God. I just want to thank you, God, because it's gratitude. You've got to be grateful. See, Jesus died on the cross 6 hours. Mama, you can stay because we're about to close if you want to stay. 6 hours on the cross, and for one reason, so you could be able to have the life you have now. Everything you have now, none of it is yours. None of it. Everything you have, He gave you. This moment that we open up to is a moment where if you are not right with God, we want you to get right with God, that we open up the church, that we say, this house is for anyone who says, I want to get right with God. I want God to know. I know what He did. I know that He got nails in His hands, nails in His feet. I know what God did for me. This moment is for anyone to say, I don't want there to be any mistake. If you cannot tell that the world is wrapping up, you are the slowest person on earth. God will only let those people who are in right relationship with Him. You will not get in any other way. The key to how you enter heaven is faith.
No other way. Your mother, your father, your goodness, none of that. Did you have faith? So we open up the doors for anyone who wants to give their life to Christ. That's one. The second one, though, is for anyone who wants to recommit their life to Christ. And the best one that I love the most is prayer. Can we pray? The Bible says that the house of God has to be a house of prayer. That we can pray about my mama's eyes. That you see, not just see, but have many more years of life. That life flourish not only for you, but for your grandson. For everybody that you love and you hold dear. But not just for her family. Can we pray for your family? Is that okay? Can we pray for your situation? Can we come? Can you come up and let's pray? Can we just pray a corporate prayer that God would just bless you and your life? That this day be a special day, that we do some things that have never been done.
Come to us, yeah.
That we pray. You see,
that's what this is about. Most of us think that we're alone. Nobody cares. We deserve it. Because we caused it. If you've ever hurt someone and didn't mean to hurt them, you can never apologize enough. You're sorry, but you can't, unfortunately, you cannot take away what happened. But you can live forward. You can say, that's not me anymore. You can say, God, make me better. You can say that. For all that you do, you can say, the person that you met is not who I am now. Do you want to be better? Do you want to live your best life? Do you want people to see hope in you versus pain in you? Do you want people to see the goodness in you, not your mistakes? Isn't that what you want? No one was a perfect parent. No one was a perfect kid. No one was perfect. If you've ever made mistakes, you know what it's like, because in your mind you keep playing back over and over and over again. Why did I do it? You're human. But God is still good. Can we pray about being better? Pray with me, saints. Father God, in this room, our heaven's finest, men and women who don't know how they made it, but they made it this far. And Father God, they need you now even more. The world's pressures and the people and those they love, Father God, when you love people and they say things and they do things, Father God, it hurts because you don't know, what did you do wrong and how do you fix it? But God, I put it all in your hands. We put every problem that's around the circle, be it unspoken, that whatever it is, God, is something that's forcing them to grow, for them to be better. And God, I pray for the better, Lord. I pray for the better. I pray for better people in the circle, that we step out of the circle better than we started. Not only our health, but our minds and our spirit, that we be more compassionate, that we be more loving, that we be more understanding, that we be have more grace, that we have more everything, God, that we be able to display the fruits of the Spirit, God, that we be able to be children of light, Father God, in a world that is dark, Father God. We pray for better. That we can be what we need to be for our families. That we can be able to hold up a light and say, I will be the light in this family. I will be hope in my family. If no one else believes, I will be the hope. I will be what my family needs in Jesus' name. That I'd rather die than give up on my family. That I want my life to be shortened if it means my family comes to Christ. Whatever it takes, God, whatever it takes, God, whatever it takes, God, I'm willing to put my life on the line. We're willing to put our lives on the line. Whatever it takes, by faith, we surrender all. It's a white flag, Father God, that we surrender everything to you. that everything to God, everything, everything, every hope, every dream, every pain, every issue, we give it to you, God, and we say, God, we surrender it all, God, because we want to be better. We want to be the best version that you created us to be, that we were not meant to go through this much pain, not meant to go through this much suffering. We are meant to be better. And we declare it on this day. We declare it that God is going to do something in my life. I do not care what has happened yesterday, because yesterday is gone and I will not keep reliving it. I cannot change it, but I can live a different tomorrow. So we pray for better, Father God, better in the circle, that we don't need anyone else to be in this room, because God, all we need is you. All we need is you, Jesus. All we need is you. All we need is Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. All we need is Jesus. And if you, God, come in this room, we'll be changed forever. And that is what this prayer is about. That we will never be the same. We will never be the same. That we will walk according to your will and your precepts. That we will not look back. That we will come and join the body of Christ every place we go. That we give our hope, our dreams to you. That one day when you see us, that you'll say, well done. Well done, my good and my faithful servant. This is the only prayer I could give on a day like this. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, may the people of God say amen. Somebody praise God. Life was never, and nor will it ever be easy for you. But is heaven worth it? It was never meant to be easy. I'm sorry. If you are a child of God, your life will be hard. Is that okay? But is heaven worth it? Whatever you're going through, you're not going through it alone. God is with you. I am so honored. In this room, I'm looking at heroes of faith. Noah, Enoch, Jacob, Abraham, Sarah, Mark. I'm seeing people who are heroes in 2023. I just encourage you, continue meditating, praying, serving, and giving everything you have to God. Thank you so much. I love you. I wish I could stay longer. Y'all got me crying. So, amen. Oh.